If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
720 WGN. Karen Conti is with us. She's our go-to person. You hear her every weekend on 720 WGN. She's our legal eagle with Conti and Dolan. And, of course, the news today is that Robert Cremo III will be defending himself in court. He asked for a speedy trial, so it has been moved to February. Karen, thanks for joining us. People were already weighing in on this. I said that, you know, if I was on the jury, well, you just wouldn't want me on the jury, quite frankly. Right. I would have already formed an opinion based on what evidence I have found. But somebody said, Lisa, the craziness of this HP killer makes me wonder if he has some undiagnosed mental illness like fetal alcohol or brain lesions. No one cares about him or for him. It could explain a lot. And another said, hey, this is actually from a coworker. I'd love to know the answer to my question. From a legal standpoint, doesn't the fact that he wants to represent himself kind of make him clinically insane? Is this a ploy, Karen?
There's so many parts to this. First of all, a defendant, has absolute constitutional right to fire their lawyer and have the counsel of his own choosing, which in this case is himself. And unless the defendant is not competent to make that decision, the defendant will be allowed to make that decision. So there apparently is no question in the mind of the judge and the professionals here that he is competent to make this decision. And he may have even expressed some reasoning behind it. And, you know, again, the reasoning could be that he wants to show that he's actually insane. I don't think he's going there. I think that he is going to take the position, and he said this in the past, that this was an FBI false flag operation, which apparently means that the FBI set him up so that there can be this idea that maybe the gun law should be changed. So that craziness is something that a lawyer, like a defense lawyer, is not going to lodge because it's as crazy as it sounds. So maybe he wants to lodge that defense, and no lawyer in their right mind would go along with it.
And is there any chance that he could end up institutionalized and not jailed if found guilty?
They would have already done all of those things. My guess is that they've done some sort of analysis to make sure that he was in his right mind. I mean, he confessed to the crime apparently right after the crime was committed. And, you know, I assume that his lawyers did all the things they could do to make sure that he is in his right mind. And again, just because someone has skewed thinking that the FBI is in a conspiracy to make you a patsy, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're criminally insane, because insanity really means you have some mental illness that prevents you from understanding that your actions are wrong. And anytime you try to hide yourself from the law, as he did, he dressed up as a woman and he tried to avoid, pursuit. He knew that what he was doing was wrong. So he's not insane under the law if that's the case.
Karen Conti, partner at Conti and Dolan, is with us. So, you know, we've seen defendants choose this route in the past. What is the thinking? What is the normal reason? Why do most people represent themselves?
Well, I think there's usually a butting of heads with defense counsel. You know, defense counsel, you know, might be saying to him, hey, listen, your best bet is to do X, Y, Z, and or plead to something that you can live with. And he might be saying, no, I want to accuse the FBI of making me into a patsy. And, you know, no lawyer in the right mind wants to do that. You see this, too, where sometimes the defendant gets frustrated by the fact that that he doesn't get to talk. He doesn't talk to the judge. He's not going to get to talk to the jurors. And these defendants want to tell their story, whatever crazy story it might be. Lisa, I had a murder case in Nebraska where the defendant, the very last minute, decided that he was going to fire us. But the lawyer, the judge made us be backup counsel, advisory counsel, to be there in case he had any questions. And that's exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted to vent. at the jury about all the perceived things that went wrong and why he was the victim. And obviously, it wasn't very successful in the end.
So, Karen, ineffective counsel, right, is often an appeals for or grounds for an appeal. Would he still have that if he made this decision? I mean, it seems as if he's going to be represented ineffectively.
Yeah, no, he will not have that defense. You know, he made his choosing. The judge asked him questions like, do you have training? Have you ever tried a case before? Have you ever done these things? He answered no, and the judge went through. There's a litany of questions that get asked of a defendant, and he answered them all thoroughly, and so he's made his decision. So now he can't turn around and say, oh, by the way, I'm incompetent. No.
So you've been backup counsel for a person accused of murder. Why didn't the judge force him, Robert Cremo III, to have backup counsel?
I'm kind of curious why the judge didn't do so. And it could be that the judge does do it eventually. And the public defender's office has done this before, and they're willing to do it. They just sit at table or behind table. And in my case, when the defendant wanted questions like, hey, do I have a right to cross-examine here? You know, how does this work? And, you know, we answered the question, and he just went and did his own thing. My guess is that the judge will probably do that.
And why do you, or you know, I know that he asked for a speedy trial. You know, he's still young. So to understand how all of this works, obviously, he just doesn't know how all of this works. And what do you anticipate his defense is going to be?
I think he's going to basically say that he was set up and he's going to have no evidence of it. He's going to try to put on evidence of it. The judge is probably not going to allow him because there's no basis for it. Who are the FBI people? Where is the testimony that he was set up? You know, it's just craziness. So I think he's going to try craziness. I don't think the craziness is going to work. I think the judge is going to bar him from saying things that are hearsay. And, you know, when you hearsay and all of those objections, those are difficult for lawyers to understand who've been trying cases for 36 years like me. But, you know, this guy doesn't know anything about that. So I have a feeling it's going to be a very limited trial. And obviously, he's got no chance of winning anything.
What was interesting when his father showed up to court and he wore a shirt, I believe it said, political pawn. So they must share the same thought that, or he must actually believe his kid in this thought that he was set up, which seems crazy to me because there is so much evidence.
Yeah, and I don't know if he was wearing that shirt necessarily to say that his son was set up, because I really, it's hard for me to believe the father would take that position. But I think maybe he thinks he was a political pawn because he was charged for signing on to help his son get that gun. And he obviously thought he was a victim in that whole piece.
Well, we know who the true victims are. And yes, I feel for them and their families and all of those who suffered trauma that they've got to live through this and what will be a very public trial. I appreciate your take on it, Karen. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Take care.
Karen Conti, partner at Conti and Dolan. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.